looking at this week's highlights from baseball and softball on KNIA KRBLS. Hello, hosted Sadell and softball live on 92.1 KRBLS with Andrew Schneider.
Really settling in nicely, and they've got a couple summers left. That ball is carrying well left center. That'll drop for a hit. It's an RBI for Parks as she's digging for two, and she'll coast into second base with our drive of the game presented by Hearthstone, an RBI double for Riley Parks.
But Mindy used to coach over there. So.
Ground ball to third, chance for two. Parks to second.
There's
for
one.
Throw to first is
and
high
two.
But caught in time, and that will end the inning. An inning-ending double play started by Parks to Sheckle, finished by Eka, 5-6-3. And she'll hit it hard through.
That'll
for
score.
Another RBI. Thomas comes in, a single for Ekoff, 5-0 Dutch.
And that is exactly why Elizabeth needs to get herself on base, because when you come around with a hitter like Emma, that is a run scored on a single.
That is a ball hit well to center field, carrying
nice
over
hit.
The center fielder's head. Van Zanti has
take three.
She's going for
That's
three.
That's right.
The throw will not be in time, and sliding in.
You bet.
Is a triple for Braylon Van Zanti.
And she's fun to watch run. So, oh my goodness.
Okay. Home run number 11 for Oma. That one's still flying. That one might be going over the middle school.
Good heavens.
Woo. Couldn't say it better myself, Carla.
That's exciting for Emma. She's had a great season.
The Young looks into DeShottis. 1-2, a swing and a
there
miss.
It is.
Lucky strikeout number 6 for Sage the Young, and that is your ball game.
Final score, Pella 10, St. L. nothing. Knoxville hosted Fairfield on the softball diamond Tuesday night live on 95.3 KNIA.
The 0-1 pitch coming up on the way. Slice, good stab by Rayleigh Danner out of the air. Outfield fence chasing down a ball. Here's a bouncing ball that gets through into right center field. Nice job of hitting there. They're going to throw all the way into third base, and Prevo will go to third, and Cadence Wells will take that opportunity to advance to second. So Cadence Wells, a nice little bit of hitting there on a seeing eye single that goes into right center field. Duncan definitely the fastest player on the team this year. 10 strikeouts for her this year. 383 batting average, leads the team. Oh, that thing died right in front of the plate, and they will not get her. That was a phenomenal bunt. That thing literally hit the ground, spun about a half turn, and just died right in front of the plate. And by the time Scepter picked up the ball and was ready to throw, there was nothing she could do. There, here's a line drive right out to right field. That will score a run. And Marley Cox has an RBI single. One ball and no strikes. Pitch on the way, swung on to center field and couldn't catch it. Duncan comes home, ball comes in. Addie Williams will stop at third. Marley will jog into second. And it's 10-5. And Cadence Wells sends it to center field. Can't get it. Two runs will score. And it's now 10-7.
Final score, Fairfield 10, Knoxville 7. It was Indianola taking on Des Moines East in softball live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
Tickey turns on one high and deep to left center. That one is gone over the fence. And Ava Tickey drives in three. And Indianola leads 5-0. 2-0 to Tessa Grip. Turns on one, high fly ball left field, and that one is over the fence. Second home run of the inning. And Tessa Grip makes it 6-0 Indianola. High fly ball left field towards the fence, and Downey sends that one over. Our third home run of the inning. And the Indians are knocking it around here in the second, and it's 8-0. And the 1-0, now high fly ball right field, and that one is towards the fence, and that one is gone. Alexa Geyer adds to the home run parade. And Indianola leads 9-1. 1-1. High fly ball left field towards the fence. Downey walks it off for second home run of the day. This one's a three-run shot.
Final score, Indianola 12, Des Moines East 1. We did have a baseball game as Norwalk took on ADM live on KNIACareBless.com. KNIA 3 with Mike Effner.
Ball hit pretty well out to left center field. That's headed for the gap.
There's
it looks
gap.
Like extra bases. Around first, losing a helmet on the way to second base with a stand-up double is Riley Schmidt. Ryan Jones is 1-for-2. He singled his first time up, struck out. Now he hits a line drive to left field. That's going to get down for a hit. 1-1 pitch. This is low and away. Book digs it out, fires to first, and they nearly caught Jones. Now runner coming home.
Good base running by Holtorf.
Stealing home is Connor Holtorf. The catcher, Book, tried to pick Jones off first, and alertly Holtorf took off and slides home head first to make it 5-3. Maybe one every two innings, but he's already thrown two. A wild pitch, now a throw into left field, and the Warriors have a run on the board and another runner on second. 7-4, here we go. 1-2 pitch on the way. Hit out to right center field. It's going to be down. One run is in. RBI single for Kellen Selby. Ball back to the screen. It's a wild pitch. Another run's going to score.
Oh, big run.
Pitch way outside. Oh, runner coming home. There's going to be a play. Throw is high. Runner is in there. We're tied.
Wow.
Connor Holtorf dashes home on another wild pitch. The Warriors have plated four in the bottom of the sixth to tie it up. Tied at 7, ADM has the bases loaded, two out in the top of the 7th. Purcell, 1-2 pitch to Ozdemore on the way, swing and a miss, struck him out, and gets out of the bases loaded jam. Third baseman in, now he'll bunt, 0-1, it'll be a good sacrifice. Grossman has to wait for the second baseman and throws it away. Walter at third, Holtorf at second, Selby at first. Nobody out and no room. Line drive up the middle. It's going to be a walk-off single for Brady Wilkening. And the Warriors have closed out the grass field with a walk-off victory in 8 innings.
Final score, Norwalk 8, ADM 7 in 8 innings. Highlights from our baseball and softball action this week on KNIA Care of Alas.